From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Fallout after three heavily armed suicide bombers Sunday assaulted a crowded church in Quetta, southwestern Pakistan, and killed at least eight worshippers from the minority Christian community. Officials and doctors said women and children were among the victims of the attack on the Bethel Memorial Methodist Church, located in a highly secured central part of the city. Witnesses said that two of the assailants wanted to enter the main hall, where around 400 worshippers were attending. But police guards at the main gate engaged those attackers, killing one of them and leading the second to blow himself up outside the hall. The explosion fatally wounded a security guard. Provincial police chief told reporters a third suspected gunman managed to leave the area to the nearby residential area during the exchange of fire, and an operation was underway to hunt him down. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian contacts with U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign has gained access to thousands of emails sent and received by Trump officials before the start of his administration. That's according to several people familiar with his transition organization. The investigators did not directly request the records from Mr. Trump's still-existing transition group, and instead obtained them from a separate federal agency that stored the material. Now, that's caused some problems, and a transition attorney has sent letters Saturday to two congressional committees saying the General Services Administration had improperly provided the transition records to Mueller's investigators. They said the materials included communications from more than a dozen senior Trump transition officials. This is VOA News.